Well, good morning. It is Saturday, January the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I like to think of it as Holy Trinity Day. I totally made that up, but that's because it's 1-1-1, January 11th. How about that? Probably not going to catch on, but I'm going with it. It is Saturday, and that means we've got a Holy Spirit story in store for today, and it's a good one. It is entitled, My Long Journey with God's Word, with Carolyn Berry. Our text always on Saturday, what gave rise to the whole Holy Spirit stories idea is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. That's the whole thing. Like, these are the stories of the witnesses. My witnesses, Jesus calls us. And they're the stories of how the Holy Spirit has moved in and through our lives for His glory, for others' gain, and for our good. So let's cut to today's Holy Spirit story. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from a dear friend of mine and one of our parishioners at the Gillette Methodist Church in Gillette, Arkansas, Miss Carolyn Berry. Carolyn and her late husband, Marion, were longtime farmers in Arkansas County, after which he served some 7 terms in the House of Representatives in Washington as our congressman. Carolyn is a woman of valor and a pillar of faith and a servant to the community. I'm so delighted to share her with you here today. You can read the story in her own words on today's email, and of course, you who are listening will hear it now in Carolyn's own voice.
Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. My journey in God's Word started with legalism. I should read the Bible. It is something I must do to please God. My mother, Josephine, and my aunt, Louise, were my constant examples. They kept their Bibles by their favorite chair or sofa table, and they read them and studied them. Today, their Bibles are among my most cherished possessions. They are worn and underlined and written in the margins and on the inside cover. Their example shaped me deeply to want to read and know this holy book. I seriously saw a thought started reading the Bible in my teen years, or trying to. I would read chapters and resolve to keep on, but it was not working for me. I'm old enough to remember when we, my family, got the Revised Standard Version and later the Living Bible. These gave me hope that they would make me treasure God's Word more. Well, not so much. I think the Spirit of the living God was preparing me in my failures to call out for Him for help, and I did. Praise God. His Spirit called to my spirit with a prayer. Father, I'm asking for a desire, even a hunger for Your Word. It was honest, straightforward, and simple. Perhaps I confessed my failure. Of course, the Holy Spirit had been on this journey with me. My memory is only by asking and then receiving abundantly more than I ever expected. Somehow the Holy Spirit had led me to the key to unlock the treasures of His Word. Ask. God has led me to amazing teaching through Bible study fellowship, Bible studies in my church, teaching from the pulpit, Christian authors in their ancient and modern writings, and Seedbed in their content. Everywhere I look, there is encouragement and help. Mostly, though, God speaks to me in my personal reading and prayer and meditation with the Bible. Opening the Bible is central to my life of prayer, praise, instruction, wisdom, forgiveness, and much, much more is rooted in knowing my Savior and His revelation in His holy word. I write this with humility. I am no Bible scholar. Even at my advanced age, yes, I'm old. I feel like a toddler in understanding the depths of God's revelation in His word. Yet He never disappoints. I find Him when I seek Him. We can all lay hold to that promise.
The prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for writing it down in a book. And thank you for getting that book into our hands. And thank you mostly for helping us get your word out of that book and into our lives. Thank you for Carolyn Berry and her long journey with your word, and for her grace and humility to share it with us. Would you inspire us to ask you to give us a hunger for your word? We know this is a prayer you love to answer. And we're praying in the name of your Son, Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. Amen. The journal prompts today, how do you identify with Carolyn's long journey with the Word of God? Has it felt like a burden to you or been a legalistic challenge along the way? And how about have you asked God to give you a hunger for His word? Will you? We'll sing in closing in just a minute our Saturday song. If you're new with us, we sing the song, the little chorus called Sanctuary, a couple of times through. That's how we end our church service every Sunday in Gillette, just singing that song, just voices, no instrumental accompaniment. It's a kind of a song for the streets, the movement from the sanctuary to the streets. You know, as I ask that question, has it felt like a burden to you or a duty? And made me think about Psalm 1, which says, "But their delight is in the law of the Lord. And on His law, they meditate day and night." And I think all of us at one point or another have dealt with just feeling like staying in the Word of God is like a duty. It's just something we've got to do or try harder to be better at, you know, or a discipline. And a discipline, of course, just sort of feels again like, you know, delay gratification, just pay now for enjoyment later. It's something you just got to do. And I understand that. And that very well may be just part of the journey. But the goal, of course, is what that text says. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, in the word of the Lord. It doesn't say their duty or their discipline. That's kind of how legalism can creep into the picture, isn't it? And then sometimes, you know, you get in that space where you're like, well, I feel like I've got to read God's word if I'm going to feel like God is with me. And that's to get the thing backwards. It's like, right, because God is with me, I'm going to read His word. I want to hear what He has to say. But let's just, this is an issue of appetite. I think Carolyn has nailed it. Lord, would you give me a hunger for your word? I think that's how she put it. Would you? I'm asking for a desire, she said. There it is. Even hunger for your word. She said it was honest, straightforward, and simple. Perhaps I confessed my failure. that's the place right there, that place of just straightforward honesty. That's where God meets us. God doesn't relate to who we think we should be or who we're trying to become. He relates to who we are. He already sees the whole picture, and he's just like, could I get the real you? Could we just talk, you and me, the real you, where you actually are, what you're dealing with? None of it scares me. None of it offends me. I need the real you. Is it sin? I can forgive sin. Is it pain? I can heal pain. Is it, you know, self-righteousness? I can help you repent from that. But I got to have the real you. I love how Steve Siemens once taught us to pray in seminary. He said, you know, if you're not sort of at the place of willingness, just say, Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. You get the point. Pray as we are. Come as we are, not as we think we ought to be. So that's what we're praying here in January, for that appetite, for that desire, that delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Let's sing our song today, Saturday, Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Once more. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, gang, Saturday, good day for sowing. You'll be in different fields today, probably not at work, but you'll be in other circles, in other fields. Maybe you'll hit the back 40 today. You'll run across all kinds of soil. Doesn't matter. We sow everywhere, all the time. Just be ready with a good word, with a smile, with a helping hand, with the love of God, the practical, everyday, ordinary love of God in Jesus Christ. We've got here in Gillette today the great tradition of our year, the Coon Supper. Yes, raccoon. We'll have, the town will swell times two. We'll have 1,000 people in town tonight to join together in this, the 82nd year, I believe it is, of this celebrated tradition of our little town, the Gillette Coon Supper. So pray for us. We'll be sowing, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.